Welcome back to the Mind Over Stoic podcast, the space where ancient philosophy meets modern life. I'm your host, Valentino, and today I'll be joined by Ava, as she'll be helping me dive deep into how Stoicism can be a superpower for introverts. Whether you thrive in solitude or simply prefer observing over engaging, this episode is designed to show you how Stoic principles can enhance your inner life and your interactions with the world around you. Let's get started.
Are you an introvert who feels overwhelmed by the noisy, extroverted world? Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, offers a game-changing approach for managing your energy and enhancing your life. Imagine starting your day with a calm mindset, setting boundaries that are respected, and handling social interactions without stress. Stoicism teaches us to focus only on what we can control, our own reactions, and how we manage our energies. Stoicism and introversion. To set the stage for today's discussion, it's essential to understand what we mean by these two concepts and how they intersect in ways that are both practical and profound.
Let's begin with introversion. Often misunderstood merely as shyness, introversion is actually about where individuals draw their energy from. Unlike extroverts, who gain energy from social interactions, introverts recharge by spending time alone or in more subdued environments. It's not that introverts necessarily avoid social situations. Rather, they find prolonged social exposure draining and need solitude to restore their energy levels. The key insight here is that introversion is characterized by a preference for quiet, minimally stimulating environments. And this preference influences how introverts interact with the world around them. Now, on to Stoicism. This ancient philosophical tradition was founded in Athens by Zeno of Citium around 300 BC. Stoicism teaches the development of self-control and fortitude as a means to overcome destructive emotions. The philosophy asserts that virtue, such as wisdom, is happiness, and judgment should be based on behavior rather than words. That we don't control and cannot rely on external events, only ourselves and our responses. The key concept here is that Stoicism focuses on practical wisdom, moral insight, and the importance of reflection, which makes it particularly appealing and applicable for those who naturally incline towards introspection, like many introverts.
Considering the definitions of both introversion and Stoicism, it's clear there is a natural compatibility. Stoicism offers tools that can help introverts deal with the challenges of a predominantly extroverted society by emphasizing control over one's internal state rather than the external world. Internal focus and self-reflection. Both Stoicism and introversion emphasize the importance of looking inward. Stoicism encourages individuals to reflect on their thoughts and control their reactions, aligning naturally with the introvert's tendency to introspect and analyze. Dealing with overwhelm. Stoicism teaches the practice of focusing only on what is within our control. For introverts, this can mean learning to manage and reduce overwhelm by recognizing when they need to withdraw and recharge without feeling guilty for stepping back. Social interactions. Stoicism provides strategies for dealing with stress and anxiety that can arise from social interactions. By focusing on their own responses to social stimuli, introverts can navigate social settings without feeling overwhelmed, practicing Stoic virtues of calmness and acceptance.
By understanding these concepts and their interplay, introverts can utilize Stoic principles not just to cope, but to thrive, turning what might be seen as limitations into powerful tools for personal growth. As we move through today's episode, we'll explore how these principles can be applied in real-world settings, helping introverts to lead more fulfilling lives. Building on our understanding of both Stoicism and introversion, let's dive into how introverts can practically apply Stoic principles to enhance their lives. These strategies not only align with the natural tendencies of introverts, but also empower them to navigate a world that often feels overwhelming and excessively outward-facing. I hope you're finding this episode enlightening. If you're enjoying our content, please don't forget to download and subscribe to the Mind Over Stoic podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so you can listen to us wherever you are and whenever you want. So hit that subscribe button and let's continue our journey towards a more stoic, more serene life.
One of the core teachings of Stoicism is the practice of reflection and meditation. For introverts who naturally seek solitude, this practice can be particularly beneficial. Practical tip. Set aside time each day for what Stoics call prosoche, or mindful attention. This involves reflecting on your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Journaling can be a powerful tool for this practice, allowing introverts to process their experiences and gain clarity on their emotions. Example. Consider Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, who wrote reflections to himself in his journal, which later became the book Meditations. His writings are full of insights about controlling one's thoughts and finding inner peace, something that resonates deeply with many introverts.
Stoicism teaches the importance of conserving one's energies for things that truly matter and are within one's control. For introverts, managing energy effectively is crucial, as social interactions can be particularly draining. Practical tip: introverts can apply Stoic wisdom by learning to recognize what types of interactions drain energy and setting boundaries accordingly. This might mean declining invitations that feel overwhelming or scheduling downtime after necessary social events to recharge.
Central to Stoicism is the pursuit of inner peace, regardless of external circumstances. This can be incredibly empowering for introverts who often feel bombarded by external stimuli. Practicing techniques like mindfulness and deep breathing can help introverts maintain a calm center in social settings. These methods align with the Stoic emphasis on maintaining tranquility and not allowing external events to disturb one's inner peace. Example. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, often spoke about the importance of tranquility and wrote extensively on how to maintain it through daily challenges. His suggestions included preparing for the day ahead with reflections on how to face expected challenges calmly and without disturbance to one's spirit.
Face misunderstandings in a society that values extroversion. Stoicism provides a framework for dealing with criticism and misunderstanding without internalizing negative emotions. When faced with criticism or misunderstanding, introverts can use Stoic techniques to analyze feedback objectively. This involves assessing whether the feedback is within their control, if it is accurate, and how it can be constructively used for personal growth. Example, Marcus Aurelius once said, "Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize?" This reflection not only helps in dealing with criticism, but also in understanding and empathizing with others, reducing potential conflicts. By integrating these Stoic practices into their lives, introverts can not only manage, but leverage their innate traits for a more fulfilling and serene existence.
As we wrap up today's episode, remember that Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, but understanding and managing them. For us introverts, It's a pathway not just to survival, but to thriving in a loud world.
Thank you for tuning into the Mind Over Stoic podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe and share it with a friend who might benefit from it too. Until next time, keep seeking your inner Stoic.